Kyle, how are you?
Good, good. Good morning, Tony.
A happy Thanksgiving.
And to you.
Tell folks what the Michigan Nonprofit Association does.
Well, we're a state association that's concerned with the strength of our nonprofit sector, and we work throughout the state to help not only people understand what nonprofits can do in communities, but also help nonprofits do their work more effectively and more efficiently.
Where are you located?
In Lansing and Detroit.
Are you going to relocate to that new nonprofit building in Lansing?
That's our hope. The new facility that's being repurposed, the Marshall Street Armory, is going to be our new home sometime next year. We're excited that it's going to be a collaborative effort where we're bringing other area nonprofits together to be co-housed, to create efficiencies, build some potential partnerships that will serve this community more effectively and more efficiently.
What's interesting about that facility, you would think that the nonprofits would, be at odds against each other. They're competing for dollars, but as opposed to that, they work together.
Absolutely. We, really live the theme of stronger together, and our goals are not about profit. Our goals are about how do you serve our communities? How do you help people who can't help themselves? How do you empower local coalitions even to really be shining stars in our community? And so we think that the partnership that we're putting together at the Armory will be an exciting one.
Well, Kyle, it's obvious that in trying economic times, it's more of a challenge to get funding, especially for nonprofits. How do you battle that?
Well, you tell your story. You know, the real challenge when you're in a down economy is not just that funding becomes more competitive. For nonprofits, the added burden is that oftentimes you see almost overnight the person who used to be your strongest donor or volunteer becomes your customer because they've lost their job or they're about to lose their home. And so you have this huge increase in need either a flat or a dwindling pool of resources. So we're doing far more with less throughout the state, but we're really encouraged that when we look at giving and volunteering rates, not just the number of people, but the rates, we're pretty steady. So there may be fewer people who are able to give as much as they used to, but there's still a lot of people donating their time, talent, and treasure to nonprofits.
Do people give more because it's a great tax benefit, or do they give more because it makes them feel good?
Well, I think people really give probably more because they understand the needs that are out there. And then, of course, any time that you give of yourself to others and you see how that impacts people, you get that feeling of accomplishment, but also that you're doing something for the future. And certainly in Michigan, we have a really healthy tax code that rewards people who choose to give to nonprofits. We not only have, the federal tax code that provides tax incentives, but we also have some pretty unique tax codes in Michigan that provide tax credits to when you give to a community foundation or when you give to a college or a university. So I think it's a combination of all.
Kyle Caldwell is the president and CEO for the Michigan Nonprofit Association, the MNA, in partnership with the Council of Michigan Foundations, the Michigan Association of United Ways, and the Michigan Office of the Attorney General has released Giving Wisely, Helping Michigan Citizens Be Savvy Donors. Tell me about that.
Well, when we look at nonprofits' assets, it's not just their bottom lines. Their largest asset really is trust, and that people understand that nonprofits are doing what they're asked to do and what their missions say. And when people are approached, we think it's important that they approach for donations. We think it's important that they understand the organization that's soliciting them. So we have worked with our partners at United Way and Council of Michigan Foundation and our regulator, frankly, the Attorney General's office, to put out a tool called Giving Wisely that helps people understand how to really discern where to give their dollar. So it looks at how you can take steps to understand organizations that solicit you and how to give your money. And so it teaches you to know the organization, know how the money is being used. And we also give tools for people to go online to really check out the organizations that that is soliciting them for support.
Well, for folks who want to get a hold of this information, how can they do that?
We have the tools online. It's at www.mnaonline.org.
All right, Kyle, the work that you do is phenomenal. Thanks so much, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Tony, and I'm really encouraged that you've got a young person with you on the show, and hopefully you, I know, are really instilling the values of giving early, so we hope that even young people will contribute as well.
Sounds good. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you.